Hey, y'all, Coast to Coast Podcast coming at you, emergency edition. You know how it goes. If there's news to be broken, we're taking a bat to it. And right now, we're breaking news. I'm Joey Powell. With me is the guy who's really the kind of the hamster in the wheel that's powering this whole thing, Sherelle McMillan. We are brought to you by Johnny T-Shirt and Congruity. Sherelle, we're coming to these folks with a new emergency pod because Cade Tyson, a small forward from Belmont over in the Missouri Valley Conference, is transferring to North Carolina. Small forward, 6'7", 205. He's actually from Matthews, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte, which if you're basically west of Greensboro, everything's just outside of Charlotte these days. But I want to hit you first and just say, hey, how did this come about?
It's one of those situations where I think when you know something in your heart, you want to act on it. But I think parents always tell you this, and guardians and people you trust, advisors, like, hey, don't rush into anything. Take your time. See what's out there. Explore all your options. And then if you come to a decision that was the same as it was before, then go for it. I think that's kind of the way it played out with Tyson, in that North Carolina was a school that we had heard for some time he has, some affection for, that he really liked and was very interested in once he hit the portal. However, when you hit the portal, especially someone who is 6'7", Joey, and who can shoot, and you can shoot 50% from three in conference play, you're going to get a lot of suitors. You're going to get a lot of attention. So what may have been initially kind of a slam dunk, so to speak, for UNC lasted a little bit longer because Tyson did get really good, high major attention. You know, Duke called him, Kentucky called him, Kansas called him. Obviously, Tennessee, who was essentially the other finalist, called him. A lot of good schools offering a lot of good things for him. So you have to do your due diligence if you're a smart person, see what it looks like. And I think he did that. He went on the Tennessee visit. And then I think, once he got on campus, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, this is what I wanted, and it's right within my grasp. Why wouldn't I take it? And so that's part of the reason he's committed to UNC tonight.
One of the things we'll have to say is the very venerable, often quoted Armando Bacot once said on the social medias, if you're thinking about your recruiting, don't come to Chapel Hill because you'll commit. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. I probably butchered what he actually said, but we all know what he meant. Sherelle, when I see this guy, And you look at some of his film, he averaged 16.2 points, almost six rebounds, and a 1.6 assists last season at 46% from three. This looks like a guy that's kind of going to come in and take a little bit of that Cormac Ryan role that North Carolina saw. And Ryan had some hits and misses and had some cold streaks over the course of the season. But I don't know that even when Ryan was money, if he was as consistent of a shooter as Cade Tyson is. He shoots almost 60% on his unguarded jumpers, which is in the 99th percentile, according to Synergy Sports. Now, I'm obviously not Sean Moran, but if I were Sean Moran, I would be going absolutely gaga over those sorts of numbers. And the first thing Hubert Davis said when he first started talking about the types of players he wants, he says he wants shooters. Well, I'm seeing in Cade Tyson a shooter, but I'm also seeing a maker, because those numbers I just gave you are pretty, pretty elite. Yeah.
Right. The unguarded number is comparable to RJ Davis's this past season. And again, as I think we've said multiple times, it's RJ Davis's season was one of the best ever in Carolina history. So that tells you the kind of skill that Tyson has. Obviously, taking a step up is going to provide more athletic defenders, tougher defenders, faster defenders, stronger defenders. But usually shooting is one of those things that kind of translates regardless of, division you're in or regardless of conference. And I think it will with him, mostly because of, if you start to look at the way North Carolina is built with some of the pieces that are either announced coming back or we expect back, then there should be a lot of space for him to be able to get, wide open looks. I mean, there weren't, all due respect to, you know, his point guard Gillespie and his center, Dia, I believe is his name, you know, there weren't the caliber of players that North Carolina had last year on Belmont's team. And so it would stand to reason that more attention on other players at the ACC level will allow Tyson, you know, a lot of open looks. And I think one thing we do have to be careful on, and I'm trying to be very cognizant of it this year as opposed to previous years, is kind of already just nailing home shooter, 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 because players are more than just shooters. And I think it probably bothered Cormac Ryan a little bit.
It bothered Hubert Davis about Cormac Ryan, that's for sure.
Right, right. For the whole offseason, we said, oh, he's a shooter. He's a designated shooter. He's in there to shoot. And then inevitably, when he goes through a slump, we're like, well, can he shoot? You know, is he a shooter? And I think that was probably a little unfair to him, just the expectations of shooter, shooter, shooter that were, you know, given by a lot of people credibly, but also kind of ignoring, not ignoring, but not taking a while to see some of the other things that he brought to the team. So I'd caution people in that, yes, K. Tyson is an elite shooter. That's probably the primary reason that North Carolina is recruiting him, along with his fit on the roster. But I'm sure he brings more to the table from what we've seen. He brings more to the table. He's got good size, so he should be able to rebound pretty well. I think right now you're talking about him more as a three, more on the wing. If you listen to or read the interview we did with another player who North Carolina was recruiting, it seemed like they were kind of setting it up as one of these two players is going to come in and really vie for the starting wing spot. So if you project him as a three, you know, if you'll take 5 or 6 rebounds a game from your starting three, and it might be a situation where, because Armando Bacot is gone, to help recreate what he gave them, you're going to need a little more rebounding from your three, and I think Tyson can deliver that.
I mean, I'm also, you know, when you look at him too, it's like he's 6'7", yeah, but he looks long, right? Like I feel like watching him, like he looks like he's got some range to him. But even so, when you've got a guy at 6'7" that can shoot that well, and if he has long range, that's pretty hard to guard. And I'm not saying he's, you know, he's got a great back down game or he's a great post up player or anything like that. But 6'7" with range that can shoot from deep is pretty much a shoe-in for positive contributions at this level. Would you say?
I would think so. I mean, there's a very, very high floor for Tyson at UNC, I would say, just because, like you said, again, 6'7" with great shooting numbers, who is built, you know, like a college player. He has spent 2 years at Belmont, kind of a late bloomer, you would say. Not a lot of great offers coming out of high school down here in Union County. He's a Union County fella, so I always like to root on the Union County fella. Now that I'm a Union County resident, I like to root him on. But he, you know, he didn't have a ton of offers coming out of high school, and he's really built himself into a really good player. I mean, there was talk last year in the offseason that he could be one of those sleeper second round NBA draft pick type players. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he came back and he's going to be in school another year, but he does have 2 years of eligibility remaining, which I think is a big thing. Obviously, rosters are year to year, but just the fact that he has it is big for North Carolina, because it can start to say, well, if we're able to keep him, then that allows, you know, say a Drake Powell to do this or Andy Jackson to do that. I think it's just a lot of versatility UNC is building into its roster thus far in the portal season with some of the players that it has coming back and with some of the players that it's looking at. The other thing I guess I'll say I like about Tyson, you know, Harrison Ingram, how tall is he, Joey?
He is 6'7", 6'8", depending on what shoes he's got on.
And Cam Johnson, how tall was he?
Cam Johnson was 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, 6'8". So, again, you're just talking about big guys who can do a lot of things. And what North Carolina, I think, maybe has been missing, especially in that three kind of stretch four spot, which is what Cam Johnson played to some degree, which is what Harrison Ingram has played to some degree. Brady Manick was almost like a more of a 5'4" than a 3'4". But that same role as a big-bodied, you know, 6'7" to 6'9" guy who can guard some bigs, but also on offense can take bigs out and make them guard on the perimeter. So he has that kind of versatility. And then, again, like I said, you start thinking about some of the things that UNC will be able to do with the players that we know are going to be on the roster next year. And I think that is pretty impressive to go out and get you know, arguably the best shooter in the entire portal that everybody wanted.
And it doesn't hurt that North Carolina continues their trend of having siblings of professional players. Folks that listening to this might remember Hunter Tyson of Clemson fame, who is now he was drafted by the Nuggets. I think he's playing back and forth between Grand Rapids and Denver right now. But, you know, again, another 6'8 guy was able to kind of play that tweener role, like you just said. So it's never bad to have those sorts of genetics and that kind of lineage in your family. Trill, I would ask you now, so it's kind of, we're not going to project minutes, but what do you think statistically you think he could realistically bring, or if there's a better way that you'd like to describe his fit? You know, you've done a good job of setting up, you know, who North Carolina expects to have back. But what sort of fit do you think he might be able to have, so our listeners and IC subscribers can start kind of conceptualizing where he may plug in or how Hubert Davis may use him?
Yeah, I don't know this for sure. Obviously, this just happened. We haven't had a chance to talk to him, but the impressions I got was that he was going to go in and compete for the starting three, which, you know, Cormac Ryan played that role last year, but it wasn't. He really technically isn't a three. He was just kind of a big two guard playing a three so that North Carolina could facilitate Elliott Gadeau and RJ Davis in the backcourt. I think, you know, Tyson is more of a true three. The issue or the question mark, I think, is going to be is can he, you know, guard threes in the ACC? You know, guarding a four at Belmont or guarding a three at Belmont is much different from guarding a three in the ACC. You're going to, some nights you'll be guarding a 6'4 guard and some nights you'll be guarding a 6'9 future pro. So that is, to me, the big question about exactly, you know, what his playing time or what his role is going to be in the team. If he can defend, then he has something that, you know, frankly, no one else has, maybe save, frankly, that we know for sure no one else on the team has right now, for sure, with the way the roster is kind of shaking out. So a tall shooter, you know, those are just, they're so rare. So my thing with roster management and with playing time and all that, just talking to folks who know basketball much more than I do, they always talk about anchoring. You know, what is the thing that anchors you to the roster? What is the thing that anchors you to playing time? What is the thing that anchors you to the starting lineup? And if he can defend, you know, even, you know, he doesn't have to be an amazingly great defender, but if he can just be competent and not get blown by, then I don't see a way in which he's not playing a lot of minutes, because what he does well is just something that no one else can do at his size on North Carolina's team.
And I'm going to throw out, you know, I'm going to play a charade here for a second. Cade Tyson is not a Cormac Ryan replacement. But that said, I do think if you look at how Ryan developed and became a reliable defender for North Carolina, he had a propensity to foul at times. But I think he was a much better defender than Hubert Davis and their staff thought when they were getting him out of the portal. I don't think I'm speaking out of school on that. We haven't heard that from anyone on the staff, but I would imagine that was kind of a bonus in getting him. I think you make a great point there. If Cade Tyson's able to actually come in and defend, whether it's that, you know, 6'9 future pro or the 6'4 guy, depending on who they're playing, I think that would absolutely make him indispensable and command some playing time. Do you think that, you know, do you think that this could possibly also help with a player like Drake Powell, who's coming in and, you know, maybe take some pressure off of him? I think a lot of folks expect Drake Powell to immediately come in and start. But how does having a player like Cade Tyson, who's got a couple of years on him and maybe brings a little different skill set, how does that help in practice?
It's invaluable. You know, it helps a ton because you're seeing different things. You're seeing new looks and coming in without the pressure of having to be the guy is always a good thing, I think. You know, there's a lot of players who have come in and they've tried to be the guy and it just didn't work. I always go back to the Caleb Love, RJ Davis freshman year backcourt. It was exacerbated by COVID, obviously, but they didn't have anybody to show them the ropes, to tell them what college basketball was like, to tell them, you know, that if you're on time, you're late, and if you're early, you're on time, to, you know, always get those extra reps in after practice, to come to the Smith Center on a Friday night at midnight and get shots up. They didn't have anybody to tell them that, and they also didn't have the ability to do it. I think Tyson is someone who's kind of grinded his way from, you know, small high school in outside of Monroe to a Christian school outside of Charlotte to Belmont to now North Carolina. So he kind of understands what you have to do to move up and to continue to progress. And that's never a bad thing when your young players can come in and learn from someone like that. We talk about culture and fit a lot on here. And I know it gets annoying because it's kind of pie in the sky and a lot of teams just don't believe in it anymore. But Tyson is one of those players that, you know, he has the requisite resume that says he knows how to improve. He knows kind of how to grind. And that's going to be really important for the young players to see. Not saying that they don't have it, but to see someone playing a similar position, a similar role, who's been in college, who's done it before, that always helps. I just think it really is, in general, just a great get for Hubert Davis and his staff. I know folks have been worrying about what the roster may look like next season, especially a shooter. But now you can check off that box because we talked about entering the portal season, what were they looking for? And one of the things they were looking for was, regardless of position, someone who could come in and knock down shots. And I think they've definitely found that, in Kate Tyson. And also, you know, just another kind of chapter in, I don't want to say relentlessness, but in how North Carolina navigates the portal. I don't know if this has been widely reported. We talked about it in a thread on the premium board, but 3 days ago, or excuse me, 4 days ago, the day
sometime last week. Yeah.
I can't remember the exact day, but sometime last week, Hubert Davis and a couple of assistants flew to Nashville, which is where Belmont University is, where Tyson is transferring from, and kind of had a secret in-home visit. And those typically are, you know, I don't know exactly when he committed. Again, we haven't talked to him or anything, but when that kind of stuff happens, usually it's kind of to seal the deal. So just another example of Hubert Davis, and that came on the heels of his Tennessee visit. So just being very, very wise in how they use their time and how they use their resources and able to close, you know, some of these recruits. So is a great start for North Carolina in the portal. And again, this is the top shooter in the portal. That's not me saying that. That's coming from, you know, Fink, director of scouting for 24/7. That's coming from Travis, who does the transfer rankings for 24/7. So guys whose job it is to know kind of what players look like and how good they are, this is coming from them, that this is the best shooter in the portal, and he's coming to North Carolina.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I give Adam Finkelstein some credit. Some of the stats I was citing earlier from his write-up on Kate Tyson's transfer on 24/7. So go check that out if anybody's curious. But yeah, once again, like Sherrill said, with the cloak and dagger meetings and stuff, I know our subscribers and the folks listening and watching this pod probably want more information and are jonesing for more nuggets. But I think this is just another example of showing that the staff knows what they're doing, and they may not be real public about it, and they might be pretty on the QT, but they're doing their work.
I can share this now that everything's over. That's one of those that we found out about, but we just didn't have the necessary clearance or vetting to run it. And then we get a text from someone that is like, I see a couple of UNC assistant coaches having dinner with, it looks like, you know, a recruit, you know, maybe Kate Tyson in Nashville. And I think it was like a barbecue place. And it's just like that always amazes me. Not just how big,
IC is everywhere, bro.
I would say the Carolina Fan Nation in parentheses, but even IC, just that someone who is, you know, indirectly connected to us is in Nashville at that exact moment in time to go by there, to see them there, to then shoot a message to say, hey, I think this is this. And then we run it down. It's just amazing how that stuff happens, because we wouldn't have been able to say anything if they hadn't, you know, seen them, because we'd heard about it, but we didn't have all the vetting and everything done. So just another chapter in the strange things that come out of IC and some of these recruitments.
That's like that shirt Tommy has, says I see everything. I fully expect now the staff, when they go on the road for these types of visits, to want to be wearing like a rubber Richard Nixon mask, want to be wearing like the Bobby Valentine dugout, you know, nose and mustache, and another guy wearing all black and a Michael Myers mask, just so this kind of stuff can't happen. But yeah, definitely, man, this is a big win for Hubert Davis and his staff. It definitely fills a need, definitely puts a great, you know, a player with the great physical attributes, but even better shooting attributes on the roster for next season. So IC fans should be really excited about this. Carolina fans should be really excited about this. Both IC and Carolina fans are kind of one and the same. Sometimes they differentiate, but they're all big fans of Johnny T-Shirt and Congruity, who are sponsoring this podcast. We appreciate them. Check them out at johnnytshirt.com and congruityhr.com. Go to Congruity HR. You can get that free assessment at congruityhr/Tar Heels. And if you go to Johnny T-Shirt, use your premium code found on the message boards. We appreciate them for sponsoring. I appreciate Sherrell McMillan for making time on emergency edition of the Coast to Coast podcast. A shout out to John Siegley for getting this produced and out to the peeps. But y'all, we appreciate it. Again, Cade Tyson, 6'7", small forward, shooter from Belmont, coming to Chapel Hill. I'm Joey Powell. We'll talk to you next time on the Coast to Coast podcast here on InsideCarolina.com.